What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Josie.
It's Rose.
And Dan.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? And today we're talking about LGBT History Month.
February marks LGBT History Month. In accordance with that, we figure this week we're going to talk about some instances in history of like trans culture existing and always been existing, and go through what different cultures did, and you'll find largely there's a lot of similarities. I read an article recently talking about the Anglo-Saxons and how there were quite a lot of both transgender men and women finding transgender men buried with very quote-unquote masculine items of the time, such as, swords and weaponry and a lot of money and all that. Whereas transgender women, there's like lots of jewelry and like fine items and things like that. Based on, going through these like recently discovered like grave sites and burials.
That was really fun.
I know you sent the article to me, and I did think it was interesting that the article mentioned that sometimes, especially transgender women, held quite high roles in that society as well, in terms of the fact that like they had a lot of jewelry or like fine items, like you mentioned.
And I think that's an interesting point to make, because you would say you wouldn't suspect within the context of an entire society for, I guess, trans women to, in particular, have particularly high roles. I suppose, you know, everything's always been different and all societies and cultures will always be different, but there's some level of equality and, you know, like hierarchy of people going on there.
So, I mean, I think it was ancient Rome, there was specific priestesses that were all trans women, and they were held like in quite high regard because they were priestesses to like this specific god. I think it was of fertility, I think. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That is fun. I love that.
I think, honestly, the more likely story is that if a society and culture is accepting of trans people, you'll find just a pretty decent split of like cis and trans people in different roles in society, I think. You know, like, there's a split of men and women traditionally. You do a census and that's what goes down. I think largely, just in a culture that accepts it, there's probably a decent portion of people that do just exist and do just perform their roles and, you know, get about their everyday life.
Yeah.
Which is idealistic. It's so idealistic.
Yeah. It's great. Kind of wish that was like that now. Just kind of held in high regard because I'm trans.
I mean, you mentioned about the Romans, and in particular, there was a Roman emperor, Elagabalus, that recently the British Museum reclassified as a transgender woman and said that they'll use the pronouns retroactively, she, her, as they feel it's more appropriate. And for future exhibits, as a principle, they'll do that as well. Which kind of just does make sense.
Yeah, I mean,
you just discover things in history. And the justification largely for reclassifying Elagabalus as a transgender woman was other character pieces that had been written about her, stating that she'd always want to use like feminine pronouns and talk about like getting bottom surgery and stuff like that.
She forced the Senate to, she decreed the Senate to refer to her as Empress instead of Emperor.
Yes, yeah. And there's an argument to say that it was almost common within the politics of Roman society as a form of character assassination to, you know, demasculate or emasculate and feminize an opponent, to say like, oh, you're worse because everything's always been patriarchal. However, in particular of the time, it wasn't particularly usual within character assassination attempts to talk specifically, very specifically, about wanting bottom surgery and being willing to give away an entire country's worth of riches to be able to have bottom surgery.
I mean, same.
So there are parts of it that you can definitely argue it's like, maybe not. However,
I mean, it comes to a point where
it feels very, very oddly specific. Yeah. And, you know, as people come to learn, there are plenty of instances throughout history with trans culture just existing.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible at all.
No, definitely not. Mm. It's definitely always been there. Mm-hmm. It's just whether you choose to actually see it and believe that it's what it is, rather than just kind of being like, oh, no, that you're just wrong. Like, I'm pretty sure there were, what was it? I think it was Greek burials were found a while ago that were, like you said before, with, like swords from the Anglo-Saxons and, like, the trans men's, like, burials. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the same with the Greeks. There was, I think it was a Spartan grave that was found, and it was a trans man with, like, all, like, the swords and the armor and stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool.
And the Greek especially are not even just for trans culture, but for all LGBT culture, really quite renowned.
Oh, yeah, they were very queer.
Very renowned, very, very, very queer individuals.
Liberated, shall we say.
Yeah, and that's always, it's always crazy to, like, just hear people try and conjure up some sort of argument against that. Or even in other depictions of media of ancient Greece, complaining about the real and accurate depiction of ancient Greece because it depicts LGBT culture.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I remember when Assassin's Creed Origins came. Not Origins,
I was going to
Odyssey.
Talk about literally exactly that.
In that game, there is so many instances where you can either be a gay man or a lesbian.
Absolutely.
Or bisexual in some, like, side quests. Mm-hmm. And loads of people, well, I say loads, a lot of, like, bigots were complaining, like, oh, that's not real history. Ubisoft's at it again. And it's like, no.
They're actually quite on it.
They did that.
I think you'll find they're actually quite on the ball.
That happened quite a lot.
Sometimes people are gay.
Shock.
Shock horror.
I'm gasping. But yeah, I just find it hilarious when people try and kind of just make up that it wasn't true, but there's evidence of it being true.
Absolutely plenty of evidence, yeah.
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 Like, you can go to a museum that has, like, stone tablets of Greece and that show two men, or, like, a Greek statue of two men, or the Greek statues of trans women.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those. Yeah,
yep.
I haven't seen them in person, but I have seen pictures.
Whoa, they thought about that? How many hundreds of years ago?
Yeah.
Whoa, like, how did they manage to do that?
Wow. What
and I've
surprise.
Seen a lot of trans women embracing it as well as, like, a body positivity thing of, like, wow, they make statue of women's like me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really nice to see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really want, like, a little statue out of it.
You should. You know, like, those, like, candles or, like, mini statues that people make of, like, women. They should make those of, like, everyone.
Pop vinyl.
No. No, you know how you can buy, like, mini Davids or, like,
A Funko Pop.
Yeah.
Stop. Not the Funko Pop.
I love that. That's a great idea.
That would not be coming in our house. That might be a controversial opinion, but I hate them.
Oh, no. So other kind of instances in history do you know about of, like, trans people kind of existing and just being there?
I don't really know any. I'm just kind of here.
I was thinking recently with, you know, obviously with it being LGBT History Month, it's quite cool, obviously, to see more and more trans people continuing to make history.
Yeah.
So say in America, there are a lot of transgender applicants trying to get into political office.
Yeah.
And facing a lot of difficulties, which we'll come to talk about in the future.
Yeah.
But it's not like trans people in politics or anything necessarily brand new. So even going back to, I love the USA and how perfect it's always been.
Has it?
The Memphis Massacre of 1866.
What's that?
It was a racial massacre, influenced massacre.
Lovely.
Yes, because, you know, segregation still existed in the United States until the 50s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like 70 years ago.
As it does.
But yeah, the first little girl to go to a mixed school, she's still alive.
Yeah, she's like 60-something.
Yeah, Ruby
and
something.
All of the people that were racist to her are also 60-something.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that's a little bit scary to think about.
A little bit.
But they're not going to be the ones to tell their family, oh yeah, I went and threw rocks off a little girl
yeah.
for being in my school.
I do find it kind of odd how like you only start seeing like bad things happen to trans people in history as soon as you get to like...
It's a bit more recent, isn't it?
Yeah. Like pre like modern era, say, all like the trans people throughout history have been like emperors, empresses, pharaohs, like in
positions of power and influence.
And then you go to like 1700s, 15 and onwards maybe, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
trans
definitely.
Person jailed for wearing a dress in public.
Yeah, I mean, look back at, we've spoken about this before, but the Hirschfeld Institute that was burned in Germany, book burning. What's particularly interesting to note in regards to LGBT people is when, you know, both Jews and people with disabilities and any LGBT person and tons more people were all transported to concentration camps. After they were released and the war had ended, being gay was still illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those people went straight to prison.
Yeah. I mean, when did it stop being illegal in the UK? Like 50s, 60s?
No, it was more like 70s, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then you talk about Section 28, which is, you know, the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
It's very, very recent.
It's a lot more...
I didn't even realise how recent that was, actually.
Yeah, a lot more recent than you think.
Gay marriage was legalised, I think it was 10 years ago recently.
2013?
Yeah, it was about 2014 or 15, because I remember being in my friend's house.
Yeah, I remember attending a lesbian marriage for the first time and my parents, like, massively bigging it up, which was cool to think back on.
Yeah, I remember being in my friend's house and being like, oh my god, gay marriage has just been legalised here. And they were like, okay.
Right.
Like, I remember joking about it in school, being like, should we get married to, like, one of my friends in class? But, like, as a joke, because we were all homophobic back then.
Okay. Cool story.
But, like, I just feel like it's... I can't process the fact that it was very, like, recent. That
exceptionally
everything kinda,
recent, yeah.
Just not getting into my head at all.
Everything we're experiencing, it's all very new still.
Yeah. Wild.
Like, Stonewall has happened within, like, our parents' lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when was Stonewall? Was that the 70s, 80s?
I can't remember the exact date off the top of my head, but yes.
Around then, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very, very recent in recent culture and recent history. And there are people alive in positions of power now that were alive then and hold the same opinions that they did then.
Of course they do. Yeah.
So all of that is still very terrifying. So you'd like to think, you know, thinking back with history and prospects for the future, that eventually this sort of thinking will die out. And there is potential for that, as we've seen, obviously, with the prevalence of trans culture in history. It's just always been there.
Yeah.
So there is something to say, but it, for the moment, is still incredibly terrifying, especially in regards to just how recent everything absolutely
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever see a world like that, personally. Not to be like a bummer, mom.
Can definitely hope for it, but can also certainly work to create a better future for the next generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think things can slowly get better, but I don't think that...
Absolutely. There are building blocks that we can put in place that will continue to stand for years to come. And as LGBT people together, that's generally something we do need to come together to work towards and to celebrate. Something like LGBT History Month is beautiful, and we should all actually look back and appreciate.
But what's that saying?
How, like, we've gotten here, you know?
You don't know how far you've come until you look back and see how far it is. something. I don't even know what I'm saying.
No, I do know what you're trying to say.
You know what I mean? You don't know.
But that is precisely correct.
So that was our thoughts on LGBT History Month. If anybody wants any advice or wants to chat or has any other queries, feel free to follow us on social media at BTransNB and make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea, where we'll be talking about the similarities between the UK and the US.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.